This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
How 1980s talk shows shaped pop culture and society. Explore how 1980s talk shows influenced society, shaped opinions, and connected communities during the era of iconic 80s celebrities and pop culture. Man, if you grew up in the 1980s like I did, you know talk shows were kind of the glue holding society together, right after 80s TV shows and those outrageous 1980s fashion trends, of course. I mean, think about it. Back then, you didn't just flick through endless memes or binge YouTube clips. Talk shows were the place to catch up on what everyone was buzzing about. Picture it. Neon lights, big hair, and the steady hum of VCR rewinding as families gathered around their boxy TVs to watch the latest episode. On any given afternoon or evening, you had this wild mix of soap opera-style drama, confessions, celebrity interviews, and those whoa, did that really just happen moments all wrapped up into one program. It was like reality TV's great-grandparent, but with more shoulder pads. Talk shows of the 80s had quite the influence on society in ways we don't always think about. They weren't just entertainment. They helped shape opinions and attitudes. Sometimes woke before woke was a thing. Whether it was shedding light on serious issues or just giving ordinary folks a stage to spill their secrets, talk shows set cultural trends and tugged at collective heartstrings. How did these shows get under our skin, in a good way? They made celebrities feel like neighbors. Remember all those 80s celebrities who popped up on talk shows? Those interviews, awkward jokes, and spontaneous dancing made stars seem relatable. You went from idolizing 80s pop culture icons to practically inviting them over for dinner. They tackled real issues, whether it was mental health, family drama, or even the early days of the AIDS crisis. Talk shows brought conversations into living rooms that otherwise might have stayed hush-hush. They created community buzz. Suddenly, your whole block was in on the same story, thanks to these televised gab sessions, from celebrity scandals to local heroes sharing their tales. They started trends. Before anyone had Instagram or TikTok, if a talk show guest sported a wild 1980s fashion style or sang the latest 80s music hit, you knew that look or sound was about to blow up. Of course, the shenanigans were often ridiculous. Remember those heated debates where guests would shout more than talk? Or the surprise guests who'd burst on stage and flip the whole script? It was pure television magic. Sometimes brutal, sometimes hilarious, but always gripping. It taught us early on that the human story, fraught with drama and laughter, was what really grabbed attention. It makes sense. We're wired for stories, right? Talk shows were the ongoing soap operas of real life, and folks from all walks of life were tuned in, wanting to know what made people tick, fall, and occasionally triumph. And let's not forget, these shows were a launchpad for some unforgettable pop culture moments that still get referenced today in memes and throwbacks to 80s movies and 80s TV shows. Now, speaking of stories from that era, if you want a truly fun and heartwarming tale about growing up in the 1980s, you should definitely check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fantastic look back at a kid's small-town adventures in a decade filled with crazy hair, classic 80s music, and unforgettable moments that shaped a generation. Trust me, it's the kind of story that brings a smile, a chuckle, and some of that nostalgic warmth right back. So here's the takeaway. Talk shows in the 1980s were more than just background noise. They were mini cultural powerhouses that helped us digest new ideas, celebrate celebrities, and maybe even argue about why that mullet was both a crime and a fashion statement. They hold a unique place in how society evolved during a vibrant decade packed with neon, synthesizers, and unforgettable characters. And hey, next time you're jamming to an 80s hit or watching an 80s movie marathon, think about those talk shows and how they quietly shaped the conversations we still have today. Ah, the 80s. What a time to be alive.